one of the first times that I've seen a headline that actually takes this incredible oil and gas production and distills it down to where the average person can understand what it means, or the average student, or the average parent. And as the parent of four children, two of which are in college now, I like the fact that what's happening in the Permian Basin and in the Eagle Ford is keeping down the cost of tuition. And as operators, attorneys, regulators, people that are in this space, we need to practice distilling down the benefits of what is happening in the oil and gas patch to the average citizen, what it means for job creation, wealth creation, and limiting the rise of tuition at the University of Texas. Today, what I'm going to try to do is take some of these disparate topics of oil and gas production, power generation, weave them together into a story about what is happening here in the state of Texas, how we are uniquely positioned going forward to continue this robust economy, what we've done to position ourselves to take advantage of fossil fuel, wind, a little bit of nuclear to make electricity. But I want to end with some cautionary notes about the challenges that we face, which are principally above ground challenges. They're not geologic challenges, they're not engineering challenges, they are regulatory and environmental challenges. This is a map of our great state. You can see the green and red dots. The red dots are natural gas wells. The green are oil wells. You can only say, it's great to be in Texas.